My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute here in the Washington, D.C. area, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. And we need her analysis today as the president makes a U-turn on one of his most strident positions in recent weeks and months. And he is now allowing plans that were either changed after the Affordable Health Care Act became law or policies were simply purchased after that time, allowing those to continue for another year, even if they don't meet the standards of the new law. And Grace Marie, thanks so much, first of all, for being with us today.
Greg, always a pleasure.
Well, obviously, he was feeling pressure from poll numbers. He was feeling pressure from congressional Democrats who were looking at their own reelection future next year. And so, obviously, he needed to act. What do you make of this approach?
Well, I think that it shows what an incredible mess the White House is in. Because, of course, Chairman Upton, Fred Upton, Michigan, Kalamazoo, is going to be offering a bill that he is introducing to on the House floor tomorrow that would give legislative authority to allow people to keep the plans that they have now. What the president is trying to do is once again rewrite the law through administrative fiat. He does not have the authority to do what he says he's going to do, and even some Democrats are balky. Mary Landrieu, Louisiana, up for re-election next year. She voted for this law. She's offering her own bill in the Senate tomorrow, if she can. I don't know, it won't be voted on tomorrow, but it will certainly be considered at some point, I would think, to again give legislative authority to delaying the imposition of some of these mandates that are forcing health insurance companies to drop these policies. They don't have a choice. These policies are not legal starting on January 1 of next year because they don't comply with all of the long list of Obamacare mandates and rules and regulations. So the policies aren't legal. And the president today has just waved a magic wand and said, oh, we're going to sprinkle some fairy dust and allow those policies to continue. Companies are leaving the state. They don't have state approval. They are not legal policies, and many people, and there's just really, again, a narrow little path. If people had these policies in effect before October 1, if they continue to pay their premiums, if they aren't grandfathered on and on and on, then they can keep those policies. But it's really, I think, Greg, it's mostly for show because he's getting so much heat for this collapse of a law that they really can't fix. The house of cards is falling apart.
Grace Marie, in addition to perhaps making this window dressing, is this also perhaps an attempt to shift responsibility? Because if they can now say, well, we're going to allow this to continue, even though we don't think these plans are sufficient. If you like them, you can keep them for another year. Now, if you can't keep them, it's the insurance company's fault.
That's exactly right, and the health insurance companies. So once again, they're engaging in a blame game. They have spent the last 3.5 years re-engineering every aspect of the healthcare system. Companies have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to comply with this law, to restructure themselves, to offer these new policies and exchanges, et cetera, et cetera. And now, at the last minute, the president is changing the rules again and saying that, no, we're going to go back. When, in fact, again, those policies are not legal. They haven't been approved by the state health insurance commissioners, which have to approve policies. They're sold in their state. And the president is doing this extra legally. And so for the first time that I've seen, the Association of Health Insurance Companies is pushing back and saying, this is going to further destabilize the market. It is going to increase prices. We've been trying to comply with the law, and now here you are at the last minute changing your mind and rewriting it. That's not how our system works. You don't just willy-nilly wave a wand and change a law. It has to go through a process, and that's what the House of Representatives is trying to do tomorrow, and what I expect we may well see in the Senate. And I think there's actually a chance that you could get enough Democrats on these two bills that they could override a presidential veto, if he has the guts to veto it.
Grace Marie, just trying to look at this from a political and even policy perspective from the administration and support of Democrats, if this were to go forward, you still would have folks presumably paying less than they would under these highly standardized plans the Obama administration wants to mandate. And so they're not getting the revenues they need to subsidize all these people coming onto the exchanges through Medicaid and other programs where they're not going to be paying much out of their own pocket. And the chaos is still going to come due before Election Day 2014, if this year's chaos is any indication.
I know. They just keep trying to push it forward, but we keep having another election that this bashes into. But I just think this is going, there's so many things wrong, Greg, that this is just today's disaster. I mean, when people finally do get to the website, if they ever do, they're going to start to see these high prices. And you're exactly right. These exchanges are going to be destabilized because the healthy young people that the administration most wants and needs to enroll in coverage in the exchanges are not going to do it. And I think the insurance companies are rightly worried. And people say, oh, well, the insurance companies, they were all in and pushing this law. They really didn't have a choice. And now they have spent, again, 3.5 years trying to figure out how to comply with the law. They're ready to go. The website's not working. And now the president's changing the rules at the last minute so that he can blame the health insurance companies. He's throwing them under the bus because he's not willing to take responsibility that this law does not work. It is wrong for America, to quote our book.
Do you think it'll work? I mean, obviously, a lot of folks are frustrated, and more folks are
health insurance companies. So yes, maybe, but I think that people are waking up and realizing, you know, I have good insurance that I really liked, and it worked for me, and it worked for my family. And now the president is saying that was junk insurance; it wasn't any good. What does he know about my health insurance? So I think people are actually valuing their private health insurance, especially when they see the alternative is to have the federal government shove this down their throats and tell them, no, you have to have this long list of mandates and you have to pay for it whether you like it or not. And we don't care if your premiums go up because it's better insurance and it's good for you. Take your medicine. They don't like that. And now they're finally seeing, maybe we do value private insurance. Maybe we do value choice. I just hope the Republicans in Congress take advantage of that and start to give people more choice, more pill, more portability, more ownership of their health insurance, and begin to change the law. The president said today that he's open to working with Congress to make some changes to Obamacare. That's a real acknowledgement that he sees even more problems ahead. If he wants to work with the Republican House to fix Obamacare, you know he is in a heap of trouble.
Grace Marie, last question, and this kind of goes to strategy as well. One of the things the president and others, Kathleen Sebelius among them, promised about two and a half weeks ago is that, was there an ironclad promise that this healthcare.gov would be up and operational for virtually everybody by the end of the month? If you looked at the president's answer today, it's clear that he's not really willing to commit to that anymore. And we know that if folks aren't enrolled by December 15th, regardless of how exorbitant their premiums and deductibles would be, they're without health insurance come January 1st. So is this in reflection of that as well?
I actually think that that's further evidence of their desperation. And during a congressional hearing yesterday, the web designers basically said as much, that this is not going to be fully functional by the end of November. And even then, what a nightmare this is. If people aren't signed up by the 15th of December, their coverage can't start on January 1 if they've lost their policy. So that would mean, even if everything works well, that you have to funnel everybody who's been trying to sign up, all those paper applications, all the people who are waiting for the website to work, into 2 weeks. And the website does not have the capacity to do that. And by the way, it's not going to be ready anyway. So I think that today's announcement saying they want to work with Congress is this very small clue that they know they may very well have to delay the whole law, because if the website doesn't work, people can't enroll, they're losing their health insurance, and they really are going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Wow. Grace Marie, thanks as always for your time and helping us understand it all.
Thank you, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.